Hello, everybody. This is Clint Locklear, Trapping Radio, and I've got a very interesting show tonight. We have a gentleman from Spain that does trapping all over the world, and we're shooting this in a truck out in the parking lot at the Herkimer, New York show. So if you hear a little bit of background noise, you'll know what it is. But why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, and then just let everybody know who you are.
Well, hi to everybody. My name is Albert Roda. I'm from Spain, and well, I'm a professional trapper working for my government. I'm just trying to run my own business, a small branch of wildlife control supplies in Europe. And then I was, since a couple of months ago, the president of the Spanish Trappers Association and the European Trappers Association.
Now, you know that Wildlife Control Supplies is a sponsor of Trapping Radio. So that means that you're a sponsor of Trapping Radio.
I mean,
all the way from Spain. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, right.
So how old are you?
36.
36. Mm-hmm. And how long have you been trapping for Spain?
Well, professional trapping, I think I started when I was 14 years old.
Professional trapping?
Oh, yeah.
14. Was it a family type?
Was family trapping. Then I was trying to run trapping through different companies, national parks, wildlife management. And then I get the government called me, you want to trap for us as a professional trapper? And for sure my answer was yes, it's my dream.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm doing until today. But last couple of years mainly I'm running and doing like a supervisor, you know. So I don't really trap.
So you're the man.
Yeah, I'm the man. But I don't get a lot of salary, you know.
Okay, so, but you said your family trap, because you were telling me earlier, it's just so much different over there. So were they in an official capacity role for trapping with your family?
Well, yes, you know, in Spain last 30 years, 35 years ago, things are moving forward and changing a lot. When I started trapping, mainly it was for food, it was to make a kind of predator control, mainly
okay.
Foxes, and really, we didn't have any trapping rule. So in 2005, it was the first, let's say, trapping rule again we get in Spain. We brought me and my co-workers, we brought the kind of your trapping you have right here in America and in Canada.
Okay.
So we brought different traps, different devices. We carried out the international agreements, field testing, and then once approved, we were able to set the new trapping rules. That's what we call modern trapping in Spain. And right now, you have three different ways to trap. You can do predator control, mainly foxes, in a private way. You can do invasive alien species. It's required to exterminate all those critters, mainly coons, mainly American minks, mainly muskrats. And then you can trap as a scientific research program.
Okay.
So all those things are always moving. And we can say, just for instance, we are the only European country we carried out the international agreements like your BMPs.
Mm-hmm.
So we are the only one.
That's interesting. So you said raccoon. You mean like our American raccoon? Did someone take them over there?
Yeah.
And then turned them loose and they started reproducing?
Yeah.
And the same with the mink going to mink farms and got loose? That's how that got started.
Well, there is a couple of different stories, you know. American mink was raised in early 60s by the animal rights in Spain. They opened the doors of the farms and they were released. Majority of the population dead instantly. But 5-6% of these animals were able to live in the wild. And they started to reproduce, and right now we have like a plague, you know. We have over maybe, I could see 600,000 American mink around Spain. And we are trapping a lot. the history for coon was a little bit different, because coon came over to Spain and everywhere in Europe as a pet from your troops, from your American troops. Then American troops, when the Second World War finished, they sold all those coons to the pet stores until 15 years ago. So the general public got these coons as a pet. But there is one day, you know, and maybe the father, maybe the mother of the house is a really bit tired of the animal, and they released the coons. And nobody knows anything about coons until one day there was a coon on the road dead. And we started to figure out where it came, and finally we found a small population close to the big capital of Spain, and they were reproducing in the wild. And we have actually a large exterminating program concerning coon trapping. So both different stories, but same goal.
I never guessed that about the being for pets is how they got over there. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So the soldiers brought them with them when they came to Europe, then the war broke out.
Mainly it was in... You were based in Normandia. So mainly population is in Normandia. But usually all those animals move toward to Germany or toward Spain.
So... But there's a big enough population in Europe that, like, all countries have them?
Well,
I didn't know there was any raccoons over there at all.
Oh, yeah, I know. It could be possible. Well, largest coon population in Europe should be in Germany. They are trapping a lot of coons. There is a couple of small populations in France, but in central Spain there is a big population. There is a big population, and the problem is not only related to center of the town, to the center of the country, sorry. It started to appear animals in northwest Spain, in southeast Spain. So we can say there is different populations, not connected populations. Mm-hmm. So it means someone is releasing coons because they were pets.
Well, they are cute when they're young.
Yeah, I know it.
They're not cute when they're 30 and they're taking skin off of you. Yeah, okay. So there's no type of fur trapping, so it's all doing what you're doing. Is it a career path that a lot of people try to take, or is it just kind of a weird thing with the trapping?
Well, trapping mainly in Spain, we can see that, well, I'm just make a little Kit Kat, you know, a little break. Because in Europe, mainly Europe, trapping is allowed to do if you are a hunter. So it means in hunting season you can hunt and you can trap. Then there is another different country, is France. There is a lot of trappers, more than 235,000 trappers, but they are doing like a hobby, that's all. And if you go down to my country, there is different ways to trap. So there is trapping like a hobby, there is a small fur market, there is mainly predator control, because we would like to save and we like to protect the small game species. Mm-hmm. We are really very rich concerning small game species, so you need to do predator control.
Right.
You know? So there is different kinds of trapping within the 27 European countries.
Now, inside, before we started this, your definition of trapping was interesting. Because how would you describe trapping?
If you go directly to the international agreements program, it's signed up by, you know, Canada, European Union, and Russian Federation. Trapping means to catch wildlife by means of a device. That's all. So it means trapping, it's like a tool. Nothing matters if you are trapping for fur, if you are trapping to do predator control, if you are using a trap even to catch a wolf to radio collar the animal. Trapping means just the tool. That's the difference. So finally, my country, for example, I'm going to give to you one example. We found that it's better to call trappers to everybody who is setting traps on the field. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter the final goal of the catch. Right. Don't matter. We don't care about that. You need trapping license and you need permit from the administration, and that's all. I don't care about if you are trapping foxes to do predator control. I don't care if you are trapping a big brown bear just to research or to know something about his behavior. Mm-hmm. Don't care. You will need the same trapping license.
Now, one other thing you said before we get into your trapping, just because I'm a curious person. When you said you were younger, you trapped for food. What were you trapping for?
Mainly rabbits. Fox, and mainly... I don't know the exact English word. Should be share. Hares.
Snow hare.
Yeah.
Snowshoe hare.
Snowshoe hare.
Okay. So were you eating the fox?
Yeah. Sure.
How do you cook fox where it tastes good?
In the old times, even lynx. We ate lynx.
Oh, I love bobcat.
So we ate Iberian lynx, but in the old times, before he was really very menacing species.
Mm-hmm. So how did you cook the fox?
I never did that. It was my grandfather.
Oh. Can you get me that recipe? I would love to.
I'm going to try to find it.
Okay. To me, eating what you catch is just really cool, but I've never... The fox blows me away. So when you're trapping in Spain, what are you going after right now? What have you trapped in Spain, and what are you trying to do over there?
Myself, or just talking behalf of the country?
On the country. You can do that either way, however you want to say it.
Mainly we are trapping red foxes. Mainly just to do predator control. And the second step should be invasive island species. We have like your federal government, we have a federal trappers team, and we are carrying out a lot of programs concerning to control these invasive island species.
Now, is fox indigenous over there? So
yes.
It is. So it's a native species.
Yes, and it's native.
Okay. Are they a lot bigger than our red fox?
No, but they are a little bit different. It was funny the first time there was a Canadian man came over to Spain just to see a red fox's pelts, skins, because he belongs to the North American fractions, and he could see how our foxes are, because I have started to create a kind of small fur market, because it's legal to sell fur in Spain. Nobody is asking about fur, but it's legal to mm-hmm. do that. And when he came over, he was so surprised, because, oh man, this is not a red fox. Oh yeah, that's red fox. No, a red fox is a red animal. So yours, it's like our coyotes. So it's mixed between gray, brown, a little bit of orange colors.
Is it a gray fox?
No, it's a red fox. It's a little bit different. So it's like your coyote, but really smaller. So it was interesting, because there is a couple of people, usually in Finland and in Poland, they are always asking about to get our fours because of the difference. That's not really a red fox. It's completely different. It looks like your coyote.
Wow. Does it act like a fox, or does it act like a coyote?
Well, it's small like a fox, and the color, it's like a coyote.
But I mean, like, is it aggressive, more like a coyote, or is it still kind of shy and all that like a fox?
It's normal fox, like a fox. It's not aggressive.
Huh. And y'all have a bunch of those.
Oh yeah, we harvest every year about 200,000 animals per year. I read the statistical statement a couple of weeks ago from the last year.
Do you trap them different than we trap them? Equipment-wise or set-wise, or is it pretty much the same?
It's pretty much the same if you're talking about modern trapping. It's pretty much the same. You have to think about, we carry it. We brought your trapping model, so we are just adapting to our rules, but we are using all the tools we can use like you are doing that. Mm-hmm. So we can use collarum trap, we can use belial foot snare trap, we can use live capture snare traps, and we can use sometimes cage traps, depending on the species. So we don't have a lot of trapping tools, different brands, because finally we bring your traps. But we are using pretty same tools. We don't make traps by ourselves.
Okay. So the collarum style traps that they're using, how are you setting those for fox?
Well,
I've seen them for coyotes. I've never seen anybody catch a fox with one.
Well, it's already certified under international agreements program to use to catch fox. We started to certify the trap in 2006, and it was already done. And we send mainly in the field. That's the same way you're using to set food call traps, just changing the tool. We set in the field, we set in the main roads of the forest, forest crossing roads, just mm-hmm. in the junctions. We set the collarum, we cover the trap because we don't want anybody stealing our traps.
Right.
And we just leave the small black tube operating with the bait, and that's all. But we are using mainly like you are using your forest roads, your small trails. That's pretty the same.
Cool. So when I asked you earlier, because this was pretty funny, I asked you where have you trapped, and you started rattling off. So then I asked you where you haven't trapped, and that was easier. Was it Australia and South America?
Yeah. Yeah. And just the corner of Asia. I trapped mainly in all the countries of Europe. I trapped in Canada. I've been lucky to trap in USA. Always, I want to say legally. Mm-hmm. Always I trapped legally. I trapped in South Africa, in Senegal, in Mauritania, in Morocco too. I forget this country. And yes, different purposes finally, but that's where I trap.
So if you're in Spain and you have to go to, say, France, how does that work between the two countries? I mean, do they contract y'all out?
Well, yes. Let's say when I trap mainly in the foreign countries, I trap by my government because we have cooperations with other countries. So usually they ask to my government for some help because they would like to carry out the test of a new trap, or they need some experience with the staff just to show them how to set traps, how to improve, how to make the work efficient. So mainly I don't need any contract, but sometimes, for example, I'm gonna go in November to Slovakia, to Eastern Europe, to catch wolves just for radio collaring because they are running a research project.
Mm-hmm.
So I will run as a company. It means I'm gonna get a trapping license from Slovakian government through the Slovakian company. So it's like a private contract. They are hiring me. They are hiring my company to come over just to set the traps and just to teach the staff over there how to set the traps properly to be more efficient and to catch wolf, because they never use it for the snares. For the snare, you have to think about it. We are not allowed to use foothold traps. So the only trap we can use just to catch wolf is a belial 8 inches. It's foot snare. And nobody knows about it, while we are using in Spain since 15 years ago.
So is Spain kind of like the, like the king of the mountain when it comes to trapping? I mean, that's when something's going on over there, they know y'all are the guys to go to.
Mostly, we
can say,
yeah.
So you're like the special forces of trapping in Europe.
Wow. I don't like to say we are just trappers and we are trying just to do things right, you know, and we are learning a lot, especially me. I come over to America 2-3 times per year just to improve myself and to get new experiences in my brain. But yes, mostly because we started in 2005 to carry out all those tests. Nobody else knows about anything. Even you can figure out Eurobasket to sign up the international agreements to make this kind of agreement to Canada, to USA, and to Russian Federation, and the only country which was committed to do that was Spain. The rest of the countries, they don't do anything. So finally, they are starting to do something, and they need to ask. Mm-hmm. Because it's cheaper to bring us from Spain to France, like you said, than to call an American or Canadian colleague. Even we have a very good relationship with your fish and wildlife agencies, with the Canadian government, and sometimes they call them, and then your government or American government say, go through Spain, it's going to be cheaper for you, because they learn it from us, mm-hmm. both of us. America and United States of America and Canada, they were pretty our fathers, our trapping fathers. Mm-hmm. So we're using your same techniques.
Cool. So what was it like in Africa when you went down there trapping?
Well, it's a different world. It's like it's like landing in Mars, or I don't know. It's completely different.
In Mars? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Or another planet, another planet, you know. It's like to go, hello, I'm a trapper. So you mean you're a poacher? That's the first question. No, I'm a trapper. I'm not a poacher.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. And what are you doing? So let's go to set some traps, because you ask it to get like a training program over there, and you were interested to set usually almost foot snares and cable restraint, and you will see, you will not kill the animal, you will keep it alive, and you will decide what you're gonna do with the animal. So you need to know where to set the traps to keep the animal alive, and it don't matter if you catch a non-target species, because you're gonna be able to release.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you have to think, the main problem in Africa, especially in Botswana and South Africa, are illegal snaring. So it means all poachers are setting a lot of snares in every fence you see across the game reserves, just to catch all kind of stuff. And then they are getting the meat of these animals, and they are selling to America and to Europe illegally.
They're selling the meat over here.
Yeah, that's it's called like a phenomenon of bush meat. I don't know if you never heard about that. So
well, I guarantee I know who's buying. It's CrossFit people.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Primal or CrossFit people. I didn't know that though.
That's what they are doing right now, and it's mostly common in Europe, because when this kind of a special tropical meat come over to Europe, usually rich people, they like to order mm-hmm. this meat. So they find the hole how to sell to Europe all those meat illegally, and it's a healthy problem right now, because there is no control, there is nothing. Just put it in the bag, just ship to Europe. Customs usually, you know, don't know anything about this kind of meat, so go in, and that's it. But especially trapping, it's illegal. It's illegal in Africa in general, except if you're running your PhD program or running a research program, so you can use traps. But it's curious, you can use foothold traps, but you cannot use live capture snares. So they don't know mainly the difference. I was trying to help a PhD student. She's called Elsa, and she was trying to catch brown hyenas, and she was not allowed to set foot snares because of the ethical committee of the university. So she has to use cage traps. And still, after 3 years later, she's not able to catch any hyenas. Well.
So they didn't, well, you know, it's funny you say that. In Tennessee, we have a law from back in the, you know, like more primitive Tennessee times. People would make snares and they'd bend the tree over, and it would be a spring-loaded snare. And then we started making choke springs, you know, so you choke the coyote out. And no one knew if it was legal or not, even the game wardens. And then the collarums came out, and it's a spring, you know.
It's the same as spring, yeah.
Yeah, so then the laws were all, I mean, I can see how that could be confusing, because someone sitting at a desk, is it a snare? Yes. No, you can't use it. Mm. So, but, wow. So when, and you trap leopards.
Caught one. Yeah.
You caught one. Was that in a foot snare?
Yeah.
What was that like? I mean, what was that? That had to have been freaky.
Well, it was funny, yeah, because we were looking for the leopard tracks, and we saw the tracks. We said just the foot snare, and a couple of days later, the leopard was right there. We put the radio collar, and we released it.
How big was it?
Well, I would say around, I don't know, I would say 75 kilos, so it's going to be around 140 pounds, more or less. It's a big animal. There is big animals over there in South Africa. It is.
So what else have you trapped over there? You said a dingo and a leopard.
No dingo.
No, not jackals.
Jackals. We got jackals, leopards. We got also jackals in Europe, raccoon dogs, all of the stuff. Mainly carnivores.
Just for research. Okay.
Well, sometimes predator control.
Okay.
You have to do what you have to do. Sure.
Do you think countries like South Africa is ready for, say, someone to want to move over there just to be a predator control trapper? Would they be able to make a living?
Well, I would say yes, because game reserves and farmers and all those people, they are using a lot of poisoning because they don't like predators. So I think they are ready to get an alternative tool. It's better to trap and to select the animal than to release poison, for sure. I don't like poison.
Well, I was talking to that guy. He wanted me to trap leopards because of what they were eating. And then what he was really excited for me to know how to catch, which blew me away because my brain has never went there. He really wanted me to come over and start catching baboons. And I was like, what?
It's not a pretty good idea. Well, baboon, so I cannot talk as an experienced wildlife South African staff. But baboons, you know, they are moving in a pack, so they are really dangerous. And it's not easy to catch a monkey, we can say monkey. We were trying to run a project in Guinea-Bissau to catch chimpanzees.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, we got out because we cannot find a way. They are like humans.
Mm-hmm.
So if they get trapped, they can release by themselves from the traps.
Because if you can release it, they can release it.
Oh, yeah. They will do. They will do by themselves. If you catch a monkey, you will not get the monkey on the trap.
Well, there was a thing, see, this would have been 10 or 12 years ago, and I almost did it. But then politics got involved, and everybody started stripping money out of the program where the trappers, we were going to start making good money, and then it ended up being like minimum wage and a case of beer, you know, and I'm like, no. But these were monkeys somewhere in South America on some islands. They got Rhesus monkeys. That's what these were, Rhesus monkeys. The ones with the big teeth.
Oh, yeah.
They got AIDS and like six times the TB and, I mean, diseases out the wazoo. And they run in packs. And they sent the government trappers down there. That's what they said. We catch one in a cage trap. And in 30 seconds, the other troop would come and pick the whole cage trap and run off in the jungle, and they'd beat the thing to death till they figured out how to get it open. And if they tried to catch it like in a foothold trap, well, they can just open it. And they were like, this is the most frustrating thing. My answer was claymores, if you know what that is. It's a military explosive thing, but they said that won't work. And I think they ended up using poison just because they couldn't figure out how to catch them.
Wow. I got one idea, but I'm going to release it later in a couple of years. I'm just working on it.
Okay, so you're working on a monkey trap?
I'm just trying to work on it because we have a lot of problems also in southern Spain, in northern Africa. They are asking a lot about how to catch monkeys in suburban areas, in subdivisions, and I got one idea, but I cannot tell anything, not because it's a secret, just because I don't know if it's going to work, and I don't want to talk. If it works, I'm going to talk. If it doesn't work, I prefer to share the information, but recognize it, I was wrong. So that's mean. I cannot tell you anything because I didn't test it.
See, I was always thinking with a monkey that if you had such a strong DP trap, style trap. Is that is that what you're thinking?
No, man.
That they physically couldn't get it open without a tool, that maybe you could hold them that way. But no one built anything like that when this research. I don't even think we had, DPs were brand new when this thing started coming online.
Main idea, it's like a duck-proof trap, but just making big at the top of the trap and then making a little bit of skin. So when they put the hand inside, they will be always closing the hand and they cannot go out.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Kind of like the...
That's an old African trap for monkeys I saw a few years ago.
I've heard about that.
So that's the same principle, yeah.
So are you going to try to have a spring to help hold it? Don't go anywhere you don't want to go. This fascinates me.
I'm not a trap maker. I'm not concerned. I'm just concerned because of the results, you know. I think it's going to be like the same dog-proof trap you have, but just making it a little bit bigger and then a little bit thinner at the bottom of the trap so the animal will not be released. But the only condition, you have to be there. Because when the animal get caught, he will start to make a lot of noise, and all the animals, all the rest of the pack will come to help him, and they will not know how to help the animal caught on the trap. So that's the reason you have to be close, just to do whatever you have to do with the animal.
Well, do you think if they can't get it out and it keeps acting that way, will they kill it like a cow will if the coyote's acting crazy?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't really know. I'm not expert in monkeys. I'm just trying to figure out how to solve the problem in suburban areas. Sorry, and I don't know. I know. I wish next year to come over to Morocco and to try something.
But well, if it works on monkeys, you need to sell it as a zombie trap.
Oh yeah,
you can make $1 million with people worried about zombies.
I think it's cheaper to release poisoning in Africa, you know.
Yeah,
that's the point we're talking with Africa, with all my respects. Mm-hmm. There is no trapping regulation. You can use whatever you want in Africa just to catch an animal. So they need to be conscious about the problem. And it's going to be better for the wildlife, for the heritage, and finally for everybody. I don't like to say I kill an animal. No. I have to harvest the animal. I have to solve the problem. But they love animals. They love wildlife for sure.
Well, most trappers really do. And most people that don't trap can't understand that. And it's one of those things that's hard to have a conversation about. Because they assume most of the time that you hate animals or you just like killing animals, and that's really not what it is.
You're right. Completely agree. We have a lot of animal rights problems right now in our continent because of that.
Mm-hmm.
They want to ban all kinds of trapping, of hunting, even farming. So, well, you can eat vegetables if you want, but finally, you will end all the vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another discussion, I think. I respect all positions, but it's another discussion.
Right, right. So where do you think, is this something you plan on staying in for the rest of your life?
I hope.
You hope?
I hope so.
And do you think that, do you see that the trapping is just becoming more acceptable for, not for the fur, but in Europe for problem solving?
I'm gonna give you a data. Last year in Canada, there were 1 million animals trapped, okay? Last year in Europe, there were 5 million animals trapped. Trapping means cocking a trap.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that.
So y'all are actually kicking our ass.
So we are really trapping a lot. For different goals, but we are trapping a lot. So, you have large areas where there is nobody, no towns, no roads. You have huge countries, so completely different. We have overpopulated countries in Europe. It means we have a lot of wildlife problems. And the only way to solve these problems is using deterrence or trapping. Mm-hmm. You cannot shoot inside the town, so you need to use another tool. So I think trapping is more and more acceptable in urban areas in Europe, concerning rats, concerning pigeons, foxes, wolf close to the towns. Yeah, it's gonna be fine. And I'm gonna give you just one example. In Romania, there is more than 8,000 bears. In a small country, it's like one of your states. And I'm talking not about black bears, I'm talking about grizzly bears.
Oh, big my bears. Goodness.
Yeah, it's not bigger as yours, but it's the main species, it's grizzly bears. And they are coming any time to the small town just to looking for some food in the garbages. And you cannot realize, you cannot figure out small towns in Romania. It's like living in a couple of hundred years ago, mm-hmm. with all my respects. It's really very poor rural area. And bears are coming and coming. And every state, we call not a state on this, because a state for you is different. Every county has the rule to shoot and kill the bear if they are causing problems. But every day you have new bears. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be better if you use only other techniques like you are using in western part of the country. You're just scaring the animals, fighting, just crashing a little bit, so the animals will run away and they will come not back because of the bad experience. Mm-hmm. And they are trying to do something. I have a friend of mine working on it over there in Romania. He's asking about to use foot snares, and let's try to do something. And we will see what's going on.
Wow, that's a lot of grizzly bears.
Well.
See, I mean, for...
Sorry. Grizzly, it's for you the big one. It's maybe it's better if I say brown bear. So it's gonna be around 300 kilos. It's gonna be 500 pounds.
Okay. So. Yeah, I'm thinking of things in Alaska where their head wouldn't fit through the car window.
No.
No, I mean I was like, oh man, that must be like a nightmare over there.
That's a big animal for sure. That's finally a bear. But it's between your black bear and your grizzly bear. Okay. So this is the size.
But they probably have the same temperament.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Wow. I'm still blown away by the Canada caught 1 million and y'all caught 5 million. Or is that America and Canada?
And I can show you. No. In Canada only. It was wrote in a book when we got the first World Trapping Conference in Spain in 2008. And then it's wrote every time we are updating the book, and it's done. That's not my data. It's public data.
Because I've had a lot of people say, well, they don't trap in Europe. They've made that illegal, and they're getting along just fine. But y'all are 5 to 1 to us. Wow, that's amazing.
Well, give to you one example. I sold a couple of months ago 35 Belial foot snares, 8 inches, to catch wolf to a conservation organization. So this is trapping. It's not for trapping, but they are using traps to catch wolf for radio collaring, research projects. So this is trapping for us.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Officially, Italy, they don't have trapping. Trapping is not allowed for fun, for food, for predator control. They are trapping a lot of invasive alien species. The main government is doing that, so they are trapping. Mm-hmm. So trapping for you, it's fun, it's heritage, it's like a right you have. Mm-hmm. But for us, it's completely different for us.
That is pretty wild. Well, any last thoughts before we close up?
Sorry? I'm so sorry.
Now, any last thoughts you want to tell anybody about what y'all are doing before we close up the show?
Make fun, trap a lot, love traffic, respect the law. And thanks.
That'll work. Well, I appreciate it, man. I really do.
Thank you so much.